Jim, I think everybody else here is waiting for this game, but I was just curious if you saw Chris Salt stepping down yesterday at Nevada, what his pistol means to the NFL?
A lot of people are running it. He's a great football coach with a great record, and even better man, what I know of him. And he's had a major influence.
Where do you see the pistol going in the NFL in the future?
I think it's already here, so people will build on it.
Jim, a little slow start. Are you happy with the performance, or are you a little frustrated with the way this game began?
I'm extremely happy. With the win, that was our mission. That was our one thing we wanted to get done today, and we got that done. Be a champion, the Western Division champions. That means a lot to us and to our players, and I congratulate them for getting that done. And maybe arguably the best division in football, and gives you a chance to now go for the big championship. So all you can ask for is to have one more game.
Where do you think your team is as the playoffs approach? Are you happy with where you guys are?
You always like to be better, you know, and there's some areas that you know, we can improve in. And knew it wasn't going to be easy. It never is. I think everybody thought that, you know, this is just a game that the 49ers would win on paper. But these games are never won on paper. They've got to be earned every down, every series. Many of those downs were good enough for us to win. You know, some weren't. But our guys overcome. Thought Colin Kaepernick did a great job. Michael Crabtree, both those two guys really got us going in the football game. After what was a slow start, you know, with poor field position and et cetera. And guys stepped up and made plays. Ricky Jean stepped up, T. Brown, multiple guys, and got things turned toward our side. So very happy with that.
Was this the showpiece game of what Michael Crabtree can do for you guys as an offense to get you going?
Well, he definitely did that. He's done it all season long. It's pretty well documented. He's had a terrific season, and he gives us, he's done it many times this year, you know, multiple games where he's given us a big lift and a big spark. He's stepped up. You know, he's made plays.
Jim, can you explain what's going on with Akers? Is there something mechanically wrong that you can put on?
Not that I know of, you know, it's, and in the game, in the practices, it has been good, you know, mechanically. And it's, can't exactly say what's going on.
Do you have to think about changing kicker for the playoff here?
I don't know. We have to. We'll evaluate the position.
Are you happy?
He's got to make, it's his job to make the field goals, you know. Not to his standard.
Jim, can you talk about your decision to put Alex in at the interview?
Just I want to get Alex some work, get him behind center.
Was the decision to go for it on fourth down a couple of times based on Akers' struggles?
The distance and more the plan, or not the plan. I mean, it was just the game, the management of the game. You know, felt like it was the right thing to do, and our guys stepped up and made the plays again. Colin and Michael did a terrific job. Multiple times where there were tight window throws. The touchdown I thought was extremely big. Great throw by Colin. The one down on the goal line where hit Michael out in the flat, and a great hands catch by Michael. So those were huge plays in the game.
Jim, how were you guys able to get Frank Gore going? He was stopped early in that first quarter, then he kind of got going after that.
We knew that it'd be a tough game to run the football. Arizona's got a good run defense. We were probing in there, trying to make some plays, and finally popped a few. But we struggled a little bit early running the football, and then broke free a little bit.
Couple more? Did you catch the score of the Green Bay Minnesota game when you popped in there, and how closely might you be watching it when you get back in?
Oh yeah, we'll look at it, and that directly affects us.
You You said there's always some areas you want to get better in. Anybody can watch a game and guess what those might be. Is there anything you would like to specifically get better in that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we'll talk about that with our team and tell them, you know.
Is there a downside to relying on Crabtree like you pretty much had through the first 2.5 quarters? Is there anything when you try to, you know, go into the playoffs, be a little more dynamic, is there a downside to having one guy carry you like that?
I mean, I thought some other guys stepped up as well. I mean, I thought Michael and Colin really got us going. That was a great spark that those two guys gave us in the ball game. But Randy stepped up. LaMichael James, I thought, came in and gave us some real good lift. And then Frank got us going. And so, you know, we have belief and confidence in a lot of guys.
Thank you.